Now, if you've ever lost a dog, and there's many years here in Radio Kerry, we've carried notices for people who've lost pets, or particularly people who have found missing pets as well. Well, my next guest has a new initiative that's going to help in this area. Dara Burke from Big Bark News and Media, who's launched Ireland's first interactive missing dog tracking system. Dara, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
No, tell me about this. This is alongside a national canine data hub. Is that right? Is this going to work?
That's correct, Jerry. So what we've launched is Ireland's first centralised system for missing dogs, for dog news and canine data. So up until now, everything in terms of reporting missing or stolen dogs has been scattered across multiple social media pages. So different groups. I counted only the weekend, there's up to 85 that I came across so far in Ireland alone. So you can imagine how difficult it is for dog owners to try and get the word out there through social media to if their dog goes missing or if their dog is stolen. What our Missing Paws app on Big Bat News and Media allows is for people to track cases in one place, while our data hub uses a machine learning algorithm to analyse trends like theft and rescue capacity. And it's about turning basic fragmented information into something useful, helping dog owners, supporting rescues, and also giving media outlets reliable data too.
And that is one place to go, a one-stop shop. You rely then on people inputting the information about their dogs or their dogs that are missing and rescue attempts. Is that all to go into ye? Is that how it works?
Correct. Yeah, you go to bbnm.ie/missingpaws. There's a form there to submit. Just upload a photo of your dog, upload the details of your dog, and when your dog was last seen as well. That then populates on a map, which will show the different cases throughout Ireland. And each case has its own public case then, where people, if someone says, for example, I saw your dog somewhere, they can actually report a sighting, and that sighting will immediately go then to the dog owner.
Okay, and there's actually two up in place in Kerry, whether it's a lost dog or reported stolen as well, that puts up there. You can click on the map and see the information, see the picture of the dog. So you make people aware if they've seen a dog in an area or they've come across a dog, let's say, then they'll know quicker who the owner is and where they are, I suppose, in the country.
That's correct, exactly. And what we're actually implementing now, it'll be later this week, is we're going to implement it's essentially an AI image recognition that is going to go for the actual sightings page. So if someone, for example, thinks they saw a dog, that will actually, and it'll use an AI site. It will use an AI tool that will analyse the image and compare it to the image of the dog. So it will give you either whether it's a good match, whether it's a 20% match, or if it's a 50% or 90% match. So it's all going into that one central hub then.
Yeah, and it will help people get answers quicker, I suppose, to where their dog is gone, whether lost or, unfortunately, whether stolen as well. You may have people who buy a dog and find out it's a stolen dog through looking at that app.
Exactly, that's exactly it. And what that does then, what we can do then, is we can actually feed that data into our data hub, and we can analyse the data to determine then where are the hotspots, for example, around Ireland that dogs have been stolen or gone missing. What are the breeds of dogs that are most popular to be stolen? And data like that, Jerry, that will, I suppose, show people and give to the media, this is what's actually happening in the industry. So this is what's happening with people's dogs. So say, for example, a very popular dog that seems to be taken is the likes of cockapoos and cavapoos, because during the pandemic, they became the must-have dog for a lot of people. And that way then we can tell, like, even what time of day, Jerry, the dogs are most likely to be stolen as well, which currently with the cases we're actually seeing, it tends to be more in the afternoon the dogs are last seen. So it's happening in the middle of the day, Jerry.
Yeah, it certainly is, that's for sure. And that is the worry out there. Dara, what kind of reaction have you got since you launched this service?
Absolutely incredible. The support has been unbelievable, and I can't thank people enough for the support. I've had a great response from the likes of yourself, from the media, and I've had a great response from dog owners as well, right across Ireland. People are loving the idea because, like I said, there has been nowhere central. Everything's been fragmented, so people are loving the idea. And, like, look, my hope is that this will reunite people, at least some people, with their dogs. That would be my hope. Because it's, look, my own dog, my my dog, I couldn't say my dog nearly, to be honest. Roxy, she's only a 3-year-old lad, but I was away at the Pet Expo in Dublin there a year and a half ago, and she got out. And luckily enough, she only went across to our neighbours. So that was lucky. She didn't go too far, and they brought her back. Because we live in the countryside where we have very good neighbours. And they brought her back. But after that, then I actually got her one of the GPS trackers that is on her collar. So that at least that way, then that's another way. But the thing is, Jerry, if your dog gets stolen and they're wearing one of these GPS trackers, it's very easy for them to steal the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Dara, that's brilliant. Listen, bbnm.ie is the website to go to their missing paws. That's Dara Burke with us on the line talking about that initiative.